This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Guys, move on.
I think it's really sexy. The hottest spot.
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
Well, my.
And I have a very small one.
Enough of this spurious... What?
That ain't no bird. You guys talk for a living.
People noticing, by the way, Mike's bloated updates. I feel like he's...
I feel terrible.
Yeah. You're starting to...
It's getting worse.
It's starting to wear on you.
Yeah. Like, the last text says he's going to blow.
Yeah.
Another one says, yet another sluggish sports update with bloated Mike Lynch.
If you notice, Mike's not talking on the show. He's not really making eye contact with us.
He's struggling.
I'm just trying to deal with this internally.
Yeah. So if you missed it, Mike overate a little bit at lunch. You know, I tried to do something nice, and I brought Rob lunch, and he was responsible and just had one quarter pounder.
By the way, I had a quarter pounder, and I feel terrible.
One. Now, Mike, on the other hand, for reasons unbeknownst to anyone, he went a little extreme, and he asked me to bring him three double quarter pounders, one single quarter pounder, 20 nuggets, two large fry, and four diet sodas. I love that they were diet sodas because he was concerned about the sugar intake.
Now, do you really think that would make much of a difference, Mike?
Yes.
How you feel right now?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
You're miserable no matter what.
Yeah, of course. But that sugar in those Cokes? No way.
Well,
he seemed
Mike did it.
I will tell you that, he did it in like
74 minutes.
74 minutes. I thought he handled it real well while I was doing it, and it's progressively gotten worse throughout the day.
I mean, I'm not surprised it's gotten worse. As the body is digesting it, it's like, what did you do? Why did you do this?
Have you gone poopy yet?
I tried, but no, not yet.
What if Mike's...
Are you backed up?
Well, no, I think it was more like gassy versus anything else.
What if Mike's constipated for like the next 2 weeks? It's just not going to happen for him. Like all of that, it's like all the flushable wipes have created like just a blockage in Mike's pipes.
Get some hospital grade like diuretic or whatever it's called and just...
Oh yeah, that stuff's that pink stuff. You can get the pink or the clear, like before surgery. Boy, that stuff is rough.
Yeah.
Well, he did it.
Yeah, he did. It was kind of impressive. Tomorrow, two large pizzas.
Not even mad.
I'm bringing him now. Would you like meat lovers, Mike, or do you want some veggies on that?
I want nothing anymore.
When's the next time? When's the next time you'll eat?
Whenever I feel up for it, which is probably going to be tomorrow in the afternoon at some point.
I'd like to think that somewhere around 11 o'clock, Mike heads to the cupboard to see why he's like, I haven't got any snacks. You ever done that where you've eaten a meal and you just feel disgusted with yourself? You're like, God, I'm so fat. And then like 3 hours later, you're walking through the kitchen. You're like, hey, what's happening there? Oh, yeah. I'll go. Little snack of that. Like if there's a pizza, no matter how full I am, if I walk by pizza,
I'm with you on that.
Don't you like you just
yeah.
You don't stop, but you're like
it's only a slice.
Yeah, you just grab a slice
or two.
Yeah, I've done that before where I've eaten and I'll go over to my brother's house and in no way am I hungry, no shape or form. And my brother will be like, "Hey, we just got pizza," and you're like, "Well, when in Rome, you can't help yourself. You grab a slice." I'd like to believe that if we had pizza here right now on his way out, Mike would grab a slice.
No. No.
Are you sweating just like sesame
I'm
seeds right
now? I was sweating for like 5 minutes last hour. It like started dropping into the intestines, and all of a sudden my body was like, ah. So I sweat a little bit, and then it stopped.
So are you worse off now than you were at 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Really?
You haven't turned the corner. Mike has not hit the peak of his Corona McDonald's yet.
No, I think I need to use the bathroom before I can turn a corner. And I know that will happen eventually.
Well, but you would think you would be more miserable a half hour after you did it, not an hour and a half after you did it.
No, because it's going through my body. Half hour after I did it, I was full and I was burping because I was bubbly. But now it's going through my body and my body wants to reject it.
Gross.
Well, think about this. So Mike had one horrifically disgusting large meal.
Yes.
Imagine that, like, whenever I saw that, and this was years and years ago, I saw that Super Size Me thing with Morgan Spurlock or whatever, we ate McDonald's for a month. I was wondering, like, how much of that was horse crap. Because, like, I think he had to stop after 20-something days. His doctors were like, yeah, no. I was like, no. I'm like, that's just overblown. But looking at Mike having one meal, you imagine doing that, eating McDonald's or any fast food. McDonald's, it's not I'm not trying to signal out McDonald's. It'd be that way if you ate any Wendy's or Burgerville or whatever. You imagine eating that three meals a day every day for a month.
RJ asks, when did it stop tasting good?
Because you dug it at the beginning.
At first, you're probably like, oh, it's delicious.
Well, the burger was good. But it stopped tasting good on the last couple of burgers. I was taking bites and I was like, oh, God.
So all of those McNuggets, you were like, oh, delicious.
Well, I didn't like the McNuggets.
Scrumptious.
So they were just generally not great. I just ate them because I had to.
You were coating them in sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, I was. The burgers were the star of the show until the last few. And then it was just like, it felt like I was eating rubber. It was just no flavor. Ugh. Just, dear God, finish the food.
P1 Chat asks, would you drink a Coors Light right now for $100? That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Do we have any beer in the building? Because I think I got 60 or 70 bucks in my wallet. Mike? Think we could get a six pack down here for $100?
Six pack?
Six pack?
Yeah.
Whoa, that was extreme. Jesus.
Let's go big.
We went from one Coors Light to a six pack for the same price.
No, we upped it.
You know what? No, I don't think I would do that right now. Although it's tempting, no, I don't think I would do that right now.
I'm going to go see how much I have in my wallet and if I can find some beer. I think you will. I think we can get it down him. Look, you're already miserable. Let's take this to the extreme.
No, let's not take it to the extreme.
And okay, now the other question I need to...
I already took it to the extreme. Thank you very much.
And we looked it up with the diet code because you're a coward. It was like, what, 50-something?
5,100-ish calories, yeah.
Yeah, and over 400% of your sodium and salt intake.
Probably the worst part of it, yeah.
Think about how much fat you consumed.
I'd rather not.
What would be your limit? So you had 20 nuggets, 2 fries, 3 double quarter pounders, a quarter pounder, and the sodas. Do you think we could have gotten another double quarter pounder and another soda down you?
No.
No?
I'm pretty sure that was my limit. I got to the last quarter pounder and soda. And
you could have done it. Are you saying that you would have puked? Like the puke is the line of demarcation?
I think that's probably the line of demarcation. Okay. Because, and again, the soda was the worst. It was taking up the most room and making me feel terrible. I went to the bathroom like 4 times in 30 minutes after I was done, and each one was like 2 minutes worth of bladder emptying. It was just like a constant outpouring of Diet Coke from my body. It was more.
Because to be fair,
I don't think I could have done another one because that I saved the small quarter pounder in that last soda and it looked so doable, but I was on the edge. I was on the edge.
Because I don't know if we didn't find your limit because you
did. Because I didn't.
You knew he would do it though, right?
Yeah, like you. We were confident you would do it once you started blowing through it. You had what, 20 minutes to spare? I think we need to get like a fillet of fish or something down you. I think we need to explore the studio space and get into some other side dishes.
Look.
I wonder if what about a peanut butter parfait? Can we get like a yogurt or a McFlurry down you right now?
You know what they say to do is have a shot. You know, you eat a big meal. I got
some tequila at my desk.
What's the
German drink they take when they want to get room in their stomach? Those little tiny bottles that you see hanging behind the bar.
Jägermeister. Let's do it.
Not Jägermeister.
Let's go, Mike.
I forget.
Let's do
what it.
I don't know.
It's like a little, like, it's like, it tastes terrible, but it's supposed to make your stomach digest better so you could fit more food. Look, have one of those.
I feel like Mike needs some booze at this point, and I think we should go find it during the break.
Nothing. I'm drinking water, and it's not great, but either I need to drink water.
Or what if we, what if you went on a jog right now? About a nice little half mile scoot down the road.
I could run around the building. I could, like, inside we have the little square hallway here. Yeah. I could do a lap around that.
Yeah, see how that feels. Let's time you.
So I have audio here. Let's start with Danny McBride.
Love me some Danny McBride.
He's great.
Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, he was. What was the role he played? The baseball. What was that?
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
That guy.
Kenny Powers. Which, by the way, can I just say that if anyone other than Danny McBride is Joe Exotic in the TV movie, then this whole world is just stupid and pointless. There's one man and one man only that should be Joe Exotic, and that man is Kenny Powers.
That's pretty good.
Danny freaking McBride.
Are people fighting over that role yet?
I think I saw Edward Norton and Dax Shepard were like Dax. Yeah, Dax came on and said that that he wanted to play it. And then I think like Edward Norton was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I think he was throwing his hat into the ring. The best one that I've seen so far is Kate McKinnon is supposedly the only one attached to it. And she's going to play Carol Baskins, the husband
killer.
Wait,
so they're really doing this?
Yeah, they're doing this. They're doing a TV, like I think it's a miniseries. I don't know if it's Netflix, but they're going to do a little miniseries, and she's attached to it, Kate McKinnon is, to play Carol Baskins. And someone pointed out that Kate McKinnon has the chops to play both. Because on SNL, she plays male and female characters all the time.
Yeah, she could do both.
She does Jeff Sessions, she does Justin Bieber, she does all kinds of people. They said, what if you just got Kate McKinnon to play both?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But she's great.
But that was my first thought when I heard that they were casting that. I'm like, dude, Danny McBride. Done and done.
Mike, the text line, Underberg? Is that the German digestif?
I believe so.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
So McBride was on Instagram, a 30-second post about him pulling an April Fool's prank on his kids.
Oh yeah, this is I've seen a couple dads actually film this, and it's kind of funny. Like their kids, like the dads are filming the kids out by the car, and the kids are getting all pissed off.
Here's what McBride said:
"Greetings from quarantine. I played a pretty impressive April Fool's Day prank on my children this morning. I woke them up early. I said it was time to go to school. I got them dressed. I drove them to their school, which was empty. And then I turned to them and laughed in their faces and said, psych, the coronavirus is still going on. You're never going to see your friends in person ever again. April Fools. You know, I wasn't expecting them to cry, but I think that's when I realized that I had given them the perfect April Fools.
I wasn't expecting them to cry. Okay, next. Larry David on Corona.
Yeah.
So they had Larry spit out a little, what do they call them, like PSA, you know?
Sure.
Tell people to stay in. And Larry did it as only Larry can do.
Hello, I'm Larry David. Obviously, somebody put me up to this because it's generally not the kind of thing I do. But I basically want to address the idiots out there, and you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with it. I'll never see you. But, you know, other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I mean, I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright, but here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. You know, if you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and you know, don't see anyone. Except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency, let the plumber in and then, you know, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it. Okay.
Okay. And there's Larry's PSA.
You gotta love Larry.
Okay.
And finally, at least he opens up about, look, someone's clearly put me up to this because...
Yeah, he doesn't do crap like that.
This is not something I'm going to do.
But that was very on brand for Larry.
Yes.
And finally, Bill, I have O.J. Simpson and his thoughts on Tiger King with Joe Exotic.
Oh, boy.
The Juice watched Tiger King. And here's what he had to say.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people! What's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone! The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now. I'm just saying. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
There's the juice.
I'm just saying. That's what he says every time. I'm just saying.
He says that every time.
Can I tell you, there is nothing more uncomfortable in this world for me than listening to O.J. Simpson laugh.
Well, how about the juice talking about murder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody asked him on Twitter. They said, in your expert opinion, do you think she did a good job of getting away with it?
By the way, did he drop a manimal in there? I think he said white people. What's up with the manimals? Is he a fan?
I think he said them animals.
Them animals.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said manimal. I'm like, what? You saw that show too?
And
that,
by the way,
that shapeshifter.
Murder recognized murder, I guess.
Yeah, if anyone would know, it would be OJ, right?
But he is wearing a glove in that piece. Interestingly enough,
you think OJ's upset that he didn't think of the tiger thing? You know, back in whatever that was, 90 whatever. He's like, God. She's on to something. Just have them disappear. The Tigers.
Ah, juice.
OJ freaking Simpson.
Never change.
Yes, please, OJ, change. Please. Please, please, please. And does he have fans?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go read the comments. Go to one of his posts and read the comments. Now, a lot of them are really funny and they're making fun of him.
Yeah.
But there are people on there that are like, yeah, preach, OJ. What is it with white people and animals? Like, he's right.
Well, he does have a point there, but still.
It's true.
He's got legitimate fans, huh?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, fans, I just think they're people that anybody famous, they will... what would be the word? Like, they just... they want to... I don't know what the word is, but yes. Anybody famous, there are people that will just...
It doesn't
suck up to
it.
Him.
Really it doesn't matter.
It's OJ.
Whatever you do. Like, there's nothing like like Matt Lauer. Like, if Matt Lauer reemerges, are people like, ah, Matt,
great dude,
nice. Like Weinstein. Like, is there anyone still supporting Harvey Weinstein? Like, anybody?
Can't imagine there is.
I can't believe that OJ somehow has come out of this as like a, in some ways, to people, a likable figure. Blows my mind.
All right. Coming up next, Club 1080 rolls on with You Can Now Buy These Online.
Well, it's about time.
620 on the Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
I've got some late breaking Dr. Fauci news.
Oh, what's he up to?
Well, apparently he has to get beefed up security detail.
What? Like someone trying to take Fauci out? Or well, is it just like they got to keep the ladies away from him?
He's getting a growing number of threats.
What?
Apparently it's pretty crazy. I guess he's facing threats to his personal safety, and there's a bunch of on social media and stuff, there's a bunch of unwanted communications he's getting from followers and fanatics, and the feds are stepping up the good doc security.
Why is anyone threatening Dr. Fauci?
Well, why would you think?
Do they think he's like part of the deep state? Are we still on this thing? Are there people that still think this is like some sort of attempt to keep the re-election from happening? Is that where we're at?
They're out there. They're out there.
Wow. So that's happening.
The nature of the threats against the doctor remain unclear.
Boy, that, if you would have asked me or told me that there was one person that needed security detail because of threats to their life, I would not.
No, that's an upset, but
I would not have assumed that would have been Dr. Fauci.
You can see it.
I thought everyone loved that guy.
Well, Trump says everybody does love him.
Apparently not.
Even though they've butted heads a few times. But, you know, there's a lot of wackos out there, man.
There is a lot of wackos out there. And that's the thing. It's like, you think that, we've said this on the program many times, but it's one of those things I stand by. It's like, to me, it's a universal truth. And that the one of the biggest problems we have is we all assume that normal is yourself and the people that you know. And that just isn't the case. Normal is way lower than I think most people would assume. Like, you may get the wackadoos, and their normal may be what the you know, society norms are. But it's, if you're listening to this program and you think normal is you and your friends, it's just not. You need to lower that bar quite a bit. Just go ahead and drop that down 5-6 pegs, and you're getting to where normal is.
Well, if you're stuck at home and you're craving Girl Scout cookies, because I think it's that time of year.
Is it? I thought Girl Scout cookies had already come and gone.
I don't know. They've put them online for the first time ever.
No.
You can now buy Girl Scout cookies online.
See, and I don't think people will. I think the whole thing of Girl Scout cookies is simply the availability of them. I feel like Girl Scout cookies are the Mexico of snacks.
They're just close?
They're close. They're close and they're cheap. And so you're like, where do you want to go? Let's go to Mexico. That's it's close and it's cheap.
It's an interesting theory. Now, it should be stated, in fairness,
I do love Mexico.
You do love Mexico, but you hate Girl Scout cookies. You don't like them.
No, I'm not a fan.
So if you don't like them, you don't think other people like them. People love Girl Scout cookies.
But here's my thing. I'm not here to say that Girl Scout cookies are terrible. What my point on Girl Scout cookies is, if I just took Girl Scout cookies, eliminated the green packaging, and just I put them as Rop's cookies. little instead of Little Debbie, it'd be Little Rop. Little Rop's snack cookies. And I put those on the shelf at your local TGI McScratchy's grocery outlet.
Give them hot milk. You know, we have little cookies.
And they're up against all the other cookies that are out there that Michael and we all love to enjoy. I do not think that Little Rop's cookies are flying off the shelf. I think there is an element to the fact that the cookies come to you. They're readily available. They're cleverly marketed. You buy them because you feel guilty because your wiener coworker brings their kid in and you're like, yeah, God, all right, fine, here, $5. Sure, give me a box of them. And then we're such fat asses that we're like, they're sugary. They're fine. Like, you, Mike, by the way, is just, he's about to collapse at any moment. I just look in there, he's yawning.
How's your poopy butt, Mike?
Well, nothing's happened yet.
You okay?
I did yawn, though. Yes.
He feels terrible.
I feel awful.
But, like, you just...
Feel awful.
There's no such thing as a
bad... It's a ringing endorsement for McDonald's.
Which I will
McDonald's.
Never eat again, by the way.
There's no such thing as a bad cookie. Even a bad cookie is still a good cookie. But you watch. Now that these things are online and they're not being shoved into your face by, like, your coworker's cute kid, I'll bet you sales for these things just plummet. Because no one, I refuse to believe anyone sitting around is being like, you know what I need tonight? I need a box of Thin Mints. So I'm going to go ahead and get on and order them. Or you could just go to the store and buy a mint cookie that's way better. You could buy a Pepperidge Farm that's a better cookie.
I think people do sit around and go, man, I wish I had some Thin Mints. But I think the problem is that nobody knows you can go order them online.
No. They're not in your face. They're not.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're not being shoved in your face.
People want them. Believe me, I've had that thought. I'm like, man, Girl Scout cookies would be great right now. But nobody knows where to go. I don't even know where to go. It just says,
Girl Scout whatever, right?
Well, there it is, girlscouts.org.
By the way, be careful Googling Girl Scout got, you know, whatever. You're probably going to end up on a page that you don't want to be on. Just giving you forewarning there. I'll bet you there's a lot of creepos out there when it comes to that sort of thing.
Girl Scout porn?
Yeah, I guarantee it's out there. God. The internet has taught us anything.
Well, anyway, you can order them online, guys. So if you want them, go get them.
Which, by the way...
But you're right. Like, they can't guilt you.
No.
If they're not in your face. I'm sure sales will be down. There's no question about that.
Someone said their girlfriend just said they'd eat a little roppy.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. I want him touching the thing.
That's what we need to do, is we need to buy some Girl Scout cookies and then just put your face on the box. Rebrand them Lil Roppies and see what happens. Maybe that's going to be our claim to fame.
All right, we must break. The animal uprising begins with goats and rats.
It's about damn time.
Coming up next. Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive big truck on the roads, road. I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise, I'm gonna kick little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Double sun power!
We are hearing from a lot of weed bros, and believe me, we have a lot of weed bros in our audience.
I think weed's been considered essential, right? I think they're allowed to stay open.
I was wondering if how they were doing, you know, the weed shops with all this going on.
I think they're still open, though. I mean,
I'm sure they're doing great because people are just wanting to distract themselves. So.
Totally. I'm not a weed guy, but if I were, because we're working,
sure.
Right? Like, so we're in here doing our show and stuff. Let's say I was home quarantined and literally doing nothing.
Yeah.
I might venture. I am not.
You don't have any.
Into it. No. I just never do it.
Yeah.
But that might make me venture to the store and be like, all right, what do you got?
When one of us gets it and they shut this show down, that's where Rob's heading?
I mean, after a while. Yeah. After a while.
The boredom sets in.
Might be willing to try a little.
This is what it's finally taking to get Rob on board.
All of a sudden, the things you're watching are way funnier and more interesting.
Right. The Weed Bros are saying that the Girl Scout cookies are a big munchy food.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that I don't know how I would know this, but there is a strain called Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not bad.
All right.
Not that I would know. No.
You've heard.
But if I did know, yeah, I'd tell you it's not bad.
So you know the number one selling
Girl
Scout...
It doesn't really taste like Girl Scout cookies, though. But it does kind of have a sweet
I was imagining
aroma.
It would be like Thin Minty based on...
No, it's more like
I have a really bad joke right now.
Go ahead.
Nope.
Oh, okay. It's more like a shortbread kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like a bastardized version of one of the... I don't know what they call those. You know what I mean. I, they might just be called the shortbreads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
The shortbreads.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, they all have different names, like the coconut ones.
ABC's latest family drama, the shortbreads.
I only know... The only one I know is the Thin Mints. other than that, they're all
Thin
like,
Mints are number one. So they're the number one selling Girl Scout cookie.
And is the Samoa...
I'm not a huge Thin Mint fan either.
Is the Samoa the peanut butter one or is that the coconut
Samoa's the coconut one.
Yes. Samoa has the hole in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's got the chocolate stripes.
That's the purple box.
Yes, purple box. Very, very good, Mike. Spoken like a true fat guy.
Haven't had them in a long time either. I just remember that.
What is the second... Behind Thin Mints, what is the second highest selling...
Probably those peanut butter things.
Girl Scout cookie.
It's either like Tagalongs or Do-Si-Dos or something.
What's the Tagalong?
So the Tagalongs are peanut butter, are the peanut butter patties.
That's the chocolate covered one.
That's
right?
What I yes. thought.
And then there's the peanut butter sandwiches, which are something different, right? It's like an Oreo with like peanut butter cream or something.
Mike knows his Girl Scout cookies.
By the way, I love that people are just taking your name and adding them to Girl Scout cookies. So the Ropalongs.
Yes. The Do-Si-Dos are the peanut butter sandwich.
The Ropi-Dos.
So there's two of those. There's the peanut butter patties, which are the Tagalongs, and then there's the peanut butter sandwich, which is the Do-Si-Dos. Neither of those are the number two selling Girl Scout cookie, though.
Is it the shortbread thingies? Those are my favorite.
No, those are fifth.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's...
And the you're missing the...
You said the Samoas aren't on there then at all, huh?
The Samoas...
Or the samosas or whatever they're called.
Well, they could be number two.
That's what that is?
Oh. I thought you were alluding to the fact that they weren't number two.
The coconut?
Yep.
That's number two?
Those are the number two.
Yeah, those are delightful. Yeah.
The Caramel Delight Samoas are the number two selling Girl Scout cookie. Now, the Savannah Smiles I love because I love lemon. But apparently, they're getting rid of those this year. And they have a new one called Lemon Ups. And they're replacing the Savannah Smiles.
I didn't even know they had lemon ones.
Yeah, the ones with the powdered sugar on them.
I don't know if I've ever had one of those.
They're good.
Do they have just like normal like chocolate chip? Like,
no.
No?
That's
kind of surprising.
Maybe they do.
I would assume that like you just like, isn't that like the number one cookie? Like just when in doubt, you just make chocolate chip cookies? I'm not even a big chocolate fan and I eat chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I don't know. They keep changing them.
Yeah.
But Thin Mint's number one, Samoa's number two.
Well, now they're not in your face, but if you need Girl Scout cookies, then go to the weed... Now, if someone was smart, the Girl Scout cookie people would just set up outside of weed shops.
Yeah, there was a girl... Didn't we talk about this? There was a girl that did that?
Yes.
And sold like $8 billion worth of Girl Scout cookies?
I was going to say, that's the...
That was like in the news like last year.
Yeah. Somebody did that.
Yeah, that's like the most brilliant idea. Or like if you own a pizza place or whatever, open a pizza place next to the weed shop.
Yeah, I do need to try some edibles. I wouldn't smoke it.
You'd be like, well,
I just try the edibles.
You can just get like the vape pens. That's
the
easiest way.
Do people still smoke? Like that's a thing. Like are edibles more popular than smoking?
No. I think a lot of people do the pens.
Yeah.
But no, I mean edibles are... The thing about edibles is it's hard to control. Like
they take a longer time to hit, and they last for a longer time.
And you know, like if you're just dabbling in it, the edibles can be you know, you gotta be careful with edibles.
You gotta be very careful.
Everyone that's done edibles before, we've all had that experience where you're like, before you know it, you're like, whoop, that's a mistake, and too much. And yes, there's too much. Not gonna die from it, but boy, you're gonna have some experiences.
You know, there's a weed shop opening up right across the street from our remodel that we've got going on.
Literally
right across the street.
There you go.
Let me tell you something. I hate to say this, but there's some shady-ass people running in and out of that thing.
Well, of course.
It's not up and running yet, so we'll wait and see when it's all done. But, man, I'm looking at some of those folks going, I don't know about this.
There's a place called...
Did I get a vote in that?
There's a place in...
I would rather it be a nice wine shop or something.
Yeah, in Vancouver called the New Vamsterdam, I think it is. And I ride my bike there sometimes. And the one by my house is, it's actually pretty nice. Like, you wouldn't really know. It's just a nice brick building. And
a lot of them I've seen are really nice.
Yeah, it seems legit. And you go in there and it's got like a, hey, we meant to do this sort of vibe, you know, glass counters. And it's nice. You drive by, or I guess I bike by the other place. And I'm with you, man. It's like, it just kind of feels like someone and their buddy just, they rented out a place and then threw up like a pup tent. And we're like, and here we go. It's just... Everything about it screams illegal activity, but then you realize that it's legal, but it's it certainly has a much different vibe. They're not all created equal.
All right. Well, thankfully.
How did we even get on that?
Well, the Weed Bros like the Girl Scout cookies. We're hearing from a lot of them. They're like, man, you have no idea. They chow those things down.
But this is my question. So Weed Bro, the Girl Scout cookies are readily available to you. Is it really the Girl Scout cookies that Weed Bro loves, or do they just love snacks and cookies, and the Girl Scout ones are the ones that are shoved into their face?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I can't speak from experience. I've always pictured potato chips. When I picture the munchies,
yeah.
I picture potato chips.
Mm.
You know, like Doritos.
Yeah. Doritos,
or pizza.
I will tell you that if it does happen,
a burrito.
I can go through, and I know it's like it seems kind of weird, but I once went through an entire thing of like mixed nuts, like the big Costco, like
you just
jar
snack a little bit.
Yeah,
before I know it,
I'll just look down because I'm just like grabbing handfuls.
Cereal for me.
Yeah,
when stoned?
Yeah.
You can plow through some stuff or like an entire bag of beef jerky.
Because it's cold and sweet.
You definitely can find yourself if you're not paying attention. You just look down, you're like, ooh. Or in Mike's case, you eat 4 double quarter pounders and some large fries.
While sober.
Exactly. We should have at least gotten you stoned before you ate that.
I would have done better eating it, but then the rest of the show would have gone downhill. Or up, who knows?
What's the best thing to eat stoned? Text 55305.
Oh boy, this gotta light up the text line.
I want to see what people like.
You're like, what's your go-to?
Yeah, I want that. I'll read some of those next, and then John wraps it up. 6:44 on the Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the head.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, I was asking the best thing to eat when stoned because we were talking about Girl Scout cookies. Some sampling of our audience here. Funyuns and beef jerky. We've got a lot of tacos coming in hot. Yeah.
Plenty of nachos and chips.
Nachos, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
The weirdest one is somebody said, and I don't know if this guy's just joking, but he says, trust me, P1 Jeffrey, Hershey's chocolate bar with just the corner dipped in mustard.
What? Wow.
It's mildly intrigued by that.
Rather bizarre.
Totino's Pizza and Ice Cream are my go-tos. That's Jason in Southeast. Funyuns, chili cheese, Fritos.
Again,
grilled cheese sandwiches.
I would say the chips are kind of the number one thing coming in.
A lot of Snickers.
Snickers.
Frozen Snickers and Snickers coming in here.
John, what about you?
John, what do you eat when you get high?
Well, first of all, I've never been high. And second of all, everything you mentioned, except for the Hershey bar dipped in mustard, it's stuff I like to eat, so what's the difference?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of what I was asking is there a different – because people are saying – because I'm just not into weed at all, never have been. People are saying there's a difference between edible high and smoke high. So maybe you crave different food if you're high on edibles or if you're high on – I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Here's my question, though, having never been high. Like, Cool Ranch Doritos are amazing. We can all agree.
Sure.
Like, are they more amazing when you're high, or are they the same amount amazing? Because literally everything you guys read, like Funyuns, good. Chili cheese Fritos, I'm down. Nachos, please.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they're more amazing.
They're more amazing, and you eat more of them. Like, you normally don't sit down and eat a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
Really, Jay? Really?
No, like, you really sit down and eat an entire bag of Doritos?
I could.
I have before, and so have you, so don't act like you haven't.
Yes,
you may not have done it in 20 years, but you've done it.
Sure, but that's my point is you don't. If you're going to go eat some Doritos, you probably put them in a bowl like I meant to do this sort of vibe. You're not just digging through an entire bag, but when you're on the stickiest of icky, yes, you will plow through a bag of them without even thinking about it.
No, I do the eat a third of the bag and then put it away because then you feel better about yourself. And an hour later, you eat another third.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, you eat the rest of it. So you space it out over 18 hours.
Sure. But yes,
not as bad.
It's all enhanced. It's more delicious. It's more enjoyable. It is.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Guaranteed.
100%.
I don't even know, and I know that. I mean, that's all why right. That's why you get the munchies. You're like, oh my God, this is the greatest pizza ever. Because you're all wasted.
Look, there was an edible mistake made once, and I will tell you what, that there has never been a more delicious Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich than that evening. And by the way, there wasn't one of them, there was three of them. And it was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, I've never thought of it this way, but like, I really like pizza. Like, I think pizza is the best food ever invented, and mm-hmm. it's amazing, and a really good pizza. If I get stoned and it becomes twice as good, maybe I should be stoned more.
John, look, we're in the middle of a lockdown. Get some pizza and come on over. We're doing this.
Yeah. I mean, I never really thought of it that way. It's like the greatest food ever, and then you make it better. So I don't know. Maybe these weed guys are onto something.
Look, I'm telling you, I like a good spicy chicken sandwich as much as the next guy. It was more so that night, believe me.
Well, I was telling Mike, I need to do something because I spent an hour and a half.
Look at Mike.
An hour and a half. What's he doing?
Oh, he's struggling.
He's hurting right now. Struggling. He did the McDonald's challenge today, and he's not doing so well.
Are you going to puke?
Did he finish it?
Yeah, like in 70 minutes.
Standing is better than standing.
But he's now taken to standing because he can't sit. Like, he literally doesn't look well.
He's doubled over on
my stomach is doing things.
Yeah. Yeah, doing
things. I don't think he's been able to evacuate yet. I think he's holding on to it. And I think he has don't you have the baseball show tonight?
Yeah.
That gives a new name to the hot corner.
Oh, yeah.
It sure does.
Boy, this is good times.
Wow, Mike. How long does he have to keep it down before he pukes, or is he already past that threshold?
No, I don't think he's going to puke.
No, he's fine. He just doesn't. He doesn't look well. Like, he seems miserable right now. And
I tell you what, Joe's loving it. Joe's in there laughing his ass off.
He seemed fine when he was doing it, but like an hour afterwards, it started to take a turn.
Yeah, it hit me late, and it continues to.
I was going to say, this is the worst you've looked, and it's 2.5 hours after you finished it.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, you look terrible.
If we've learned anything, maybe he should have been stoned.
Right. Oh, I love that John wants to get stoned now.
Yes.
Not because he wants to get high or loosen up or relax, but because he wants the food to taste better.
Look, I were on to something here. Look, these are strange times.
By the way, Joe's our resident weed guy.
Yeah, Joe will help you out.
Yeah, he'll get you all hooked up.
His answer was a good apple.
A good apple. Oh, come on.
Like, I don't need it to taste better. Just the fact that it could is intriguing. That's unbelievable to me.
It is true. For 45, 46 years, pizza has tasted one way, and you need to go to the final frontier, John. You need to Star Trek the S out of this thing.
Well, I need to do something because I told Mike, I stayed up till 1:30 last night. The last hour and 45 minutes, I just stared at the screen trying to decide whether or not to trade Mitch Haniger on the baseball game I'm playing.
Oh my God!
A little PlayStation. You decide whether or not it's violating the like your sacred trust in Mitch.
Yes, MLB the Show. He's horrible for me right now. He's absolutely horrible. He's killing my lineup, and I love him. And he's a Mariner, and I'm playing as the Mariners. But quite frankly, it's maybe time to move him. But it was hard to pull the trigger, so I just stared at the screen for an hour and 45 minutes trying to debate the pros and cons of a baseball game that chances are I'll never even finish the season, but we'll see.
Well, I think if you were high, you make clearer fantasy trade decisions.
If I was high, Mitch Haniger would play twice as good? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the trade would look twice as good. Make the move.
Right? Yeah, I am playing the Royals right now, Rob. Oh. The stadium looks amazing, and I hit one into the fountain with Nelson Cruz. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah. That's, it's about right.
Well, guess who it was off of?
Jim Pitsley.
Oh, who's your boy on the Royals? Who's your guy?
Pitcher?
Hated bullpen guy.
Oh, freaking Boxberger? They cut him.
Yeah,
they cut him.
Boxberger came in. He had a 16 ERA.
He's horrible.
He stuck it into the fountain.
And he only put it in the fountain? Cruz is a bitch.
Very realistic.
That thing should be in the parking lot. Okay, have a good night. Bye.
All right, see you guys.
How about that? John, ready to get high with you.
I think we can make this.
That's fantastic.
We can make this happen. We'll put this on Twitter.
All right. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. Keep it here because coming up next, live and local, it is Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch, although Lynch may be a little late to the start.
Bloated Mike Lynch.
We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Yeah, people are going to die.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.